Get FM on the morning show, powered by Bidvest McCarthy Toyota Bolito. I'm Dave Charles, and with me in the studio now, Louise and Megan, coming to talk about, well, it's a tough one. You know, we all hope for the best. We all hope that we will be healthy, happy, and successful. But then life sometimes presents us with what we call an unexpected outcome or a challenge. And when it's a health challenge, everything else kind of fades into insignificance, particularly when people that you love are affected. So, Louise and Megan, you've launched a campaign called Brave Like You. Firstly, welcome to the morning show.
Thank you.
And you're very brave to be in the morning show live on the radio, because it's scary as hell. I know that. I'm terrified.
You're not too scared, Dave.
We're holding hands underneath the table.
Well, don't be afraid. Let's be brave. And what is the Brave Like You campaign all about?
So, Dave, we are so excited to host the Brave Like You Liquid Hope Drive on the 2nd of December. So this blood drive is very close to our hearts. My cousin Callie, who's 39, mum of four, was diagnosed with leukemia. And our best friend Ku, her daughter Charlotte, who's 3 years old, was diagnosed with neuroblastoma cancer.
You know, cancer has become so prevalent that I think there is no one that I know of that hasn't been in some way affected.
Exactly.
Completely. Either personally or by association. Yeah. It's that that's scary.
I know.
And we all need help. And it's like that wonderful saying about what we are doing here. You know, we're all just walking each other home, and
Absolutely.
We need to carry that, and wherever we can, we're called on to help
or come together as a community.
Yeah, do what you can to be kind, and to, because your turn will come, you know, to receive ultimately
Definitely.
That which you have given. So let's talk about this thing, a blood drive. Why blood?
So basically, Lou and I have both seen firsthand the impact that blood transfusion has had on Ku and Callie during their treatment process. So in a time of complete terror and vulnerability, donor blood is what is giving them a chance to fight. Both of them have had about 50 blood transfusions combined, and we want to build awareness of the importance of becoming a blood donor and donating blood. Not only for cancer patients, but for anybody who needs a blood transfusion in order to fight, to live, to give them a chance.
Yeah.
And it's, I think constantly the message is that there are shortages in the blood banks,
exactly.
critical shortages.
Yeah.
And it's apparently another thing that people that are able to donate find, not only is it that beneficial from a humanitarian point of view, but physically, apparently it's very good for you to lose a little blood, drops your blood pressure. No, seriously. And your body goes into, you know, regenerative to make it up again. And in that process, you actually gain health benefits. So there are good reasons to consider becoming a donor.
Sure.
One of the fears is that it's going to be a painful exercise, and generally speaking, it's not.
No.
Yeah, actually, a lot of our friends have reiterated that. That, they are quite scared. I know, like, I've fainted before, but, I don't know if we've mentioned, but both Callie and Ku live in the States. So we've just been feeling so helpless being here and not being able to support them. So hence why we're doing this blood drive. But obviously, it's not only for blood cancer patients. There's so many people that are needing blood.
It's a symbolic way of giving back to the world.
The people that need it,
So where is this blood drive taking place?
So the blood drive is taking place at the Lychee Orchard, and it will be next week Tuesday on the 2nd of December, and we're running from Hoppest 8 to 5 p.m. So it's in Salt Rock, and it's open to everyone and anyone.
Hoppest 8 to 5.
Hoppest 8 to 5. The people that are doing the blood drive have actually extended it. So we're really hoping for a really great turnout.
And it's a professional organization, Blood Transfusion Service, isn't it?
So we've got quite a few non-profits coming on board. So it's the SANBS, which is your South African National Blood Service.
Yeah.
So they will be doing the actual blood, taking that out. Then we've got DKMS, which is a organization dedicated to fight blood cancer. So you can actually register to become a stem cell donor, which they just take a swab. And then we have the CHOC Foundation, which is your Childhood Cancer Association. They'll also be joining us.
Wow.
And then, as Lou said, she fainted. So we've got Big Tree Africa with cakes and tea just to help fuel us during the day.
It's a fun day. Lychee Orchard's such a lovely venue. There's obviously the table. There's Big Tree Africa for your Christmas shopping. There's lots of playgrounds for kids. So bring your kids. Obviously, we've accommodated families that are working. Kids are obviously at school in the morning, so come through in the afternoon. We're also going to have a donation box for CHOC for children fighting cancer. So we ask that people that come, if they could donate some teddies or some blankets just for those children in need sitting in hospital fighting cancer. And then we're also going to be, we have wristbands that say strong like you, and we're going to be using that for fundraising for our friend Ku's daughter, Charlotte, to, obviously, cancer is very expensive, and there also the financial implications that come with it. So, we're going to be having that too.
Well, I wish you enormous success, and I know that the community is going to respond in large measure, because this is a marvelous community that we are fortunate enough to work in and to be part of. Just to remind again, because this is going up as a podcast, so you can listen to it again on demand. But if you are in the traffic right now wanting to save the date, give us a rundown again.
Okay, so we are doing a beautiful blood drive on the 2nd of December. It is called the Liquid Hope Blood Drive.
And what day is the 2nd of December?
It's a Tuesday.
Okay, so if you're at work, you tell your boss that Dave has given you permission.
Please. And I mean, listen, from the 1st of December, everyone's on holiday. It's festive season.
Thank you. You've given everyone permission to close down everything. We're all going to the Lychee Orchard, and I think it's a good idea. But it runs the whole day, so from 8
to
5.
Yes. And Dave, just to stress, with regards to giving blood, please make sure that you come well hydrated, you've had a good, balanced, healthy meal.
You know, there's certain people that they don't like to turn away, but there's an age limit. And
it's between 16 and 75, and you do need to weigh over 50 kgs.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and you need to be healthy.
Healthy,
absolutely. And try avoid caffeine and obviously alcohol.
Really?
Yes, yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, and also something salty but not too greasy for your blood pressure. So, yeah.
They test you beforehand.
They test you to see if you qualify. So come prepared.
Kwadukuza Private Hospital will also be there. So they're going to be offering your blood pressure and your sugar levels.
Okay, so you've done a really good thing. You've got drummed
up. We have. We're so passionate about this. And I wanted to add, my cousin just says every time she sees them hanging a bag of blood above her head, she just said, people donate this for free.
Yeah.
It's such a selfless act, and it gets her the chance to fight. It gets her the chance to be alive, fight for her kids.
Yeah.
And she said she looks up at this Liquid Hope.
Yeah.
And she said, donor blood is Liquid Hope.
It's saving lives.
So, indeed. So you now you've heard Louise and Megan, brave like you. They've come to invite you to the blood drive on the 2nd of December. It's a Tuesday at the Lychee Orchard. It's going to be a real festive occasion, and you'll have a chance to do something good this festive season. It is the season of love and hope and peace and joy, and the best way I can think of becoming part of humankind, I like the word kind, is to take part in the blood drive. And thank you for caring. And there is where we leave it for today. But this will be up as a podcast, so you'll be able to see the ladies. We're going to take a photograph now. And then you'll be able to listen to, again, this conversation, should you need to, on demand. The Morning Show continues.